Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, everyone's favorite magazine, Consumer Reports. They released their rankings of the best and the worst car brands, and vehicles were rated on road tests, reliability, owner satisfaction, and safety. Subaru, BMW, and Lexus, they all finished toward the top. Jeep, Rivian, Land Rover finished at the bottom. A total of 32 brands are rated, and none of these brands that they rated were Xiaomi. Xiaomi is a Chinese electronics and car manufacturer, and apparently the Xiaomi SU7 Max in particular. It is a top-of-the-line car, kind of well-regarded around the world. 673 horsepower, 0 to 60 in less than 3 seconds.
Wow.
And all the bells and whistles, including a warning system in case you fall asleep at the wheel. So basically, there's a camera that focuses on the driver's eyes and detects if you're distracted or tired. Well, several Chinese drivers are complaining because the system keeps issuing them warnings because their eyes are too narrow and the car thinks that they're asleep. Keep in mind, this is a Chinese manufacturer, and this is where it's happening. Multiple people are complaining that even on a 20-minute trip, their system will alert them 15 times. One guy said, I have to almost pull my eyes open just so my car will shut up. Think about that.
Jesus.
Yeah. Now, these are just some of the stories we've come across. Stories that left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question. And here's how it works. You call us, we'll ask you a question that completes random. And after you share your story, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question on today's Random question brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
Be part of the big show. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook. Follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Well, Michelle's away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,342. Pretty sure I'm right about that. What a large and in charge program we have for you today.
I mean, what's the under-over right now? Like, if you're wrong by, what, 2-3 episodes?
I'm telling you right now, we've done 4,342 shows. I am almost guaranteeing you messed this up at least 3 or 4 times.
I know we got called out once by one of the listeners who hit us up on text like, hey, man, you're off by 1. Thank you for paying attention.
I checked, though, but we weren't.
We were not off by 1.
No.
Oh.
But I know I messed up. There's no way. There's no way 4,342 times that I have not messed up more than once.
I mean, I have you messing up a little bit.
Mm.
According to my... Oh, wait a minute. Never mind. You're on it, boss.
Are you keeping records? Okay.
I missed one. Yes, I'm keeping records. See, I missed one.
That's what I'm saying. It's very possible that you can miss one, and I know I've had at least 3 or 4 times. But anyway. All your guesses go to my account of our categories. Today we have cars and hot sauce as our friends at Consumer Reports. They are letting us know their annual ranking of car brands that are the best and the worst. So you get a little bit of both. I would pick the best in this category.
Yeah, for sure. Some of the worst surprised. Some did not, but some of them definitely surprised me. Based on how much they charge. I'm going to say one that's in the bottom. Let's see here.
Oh, I know what it is. Yeah, it's this one. That's one.
That one definitely surprised me, but it hasn't been around long enough. I go, okay. But there's another one. A friend of mine's a mechanic, and I was looking at one years ago, and he said, man, don't. I'm like, dude, it's a nice ride. He's like, yeah, they look great. Cool. Don't.
And as a mechanic, I'm telling you, that particular brand of vehicle shows up in my shop more than any other.
Was it the same one our old general sales manager used to drive?
Yeah, she loved that
thing. Oh, yeah. No,
and even when I asked her, I said, man, my understanding is that this thing just has nothing but problems. Like Jaguar used to, right? And she's like, oh, it has nothing but problems. It's like having a terminally ill patient.
But the people who have them love them.
They absolutely do.
Oh, yes.
And have the money to fix them.
So we got the top car manufacturers, and we also have the top 10 hot sauces here in the United States of America.
Main brand.
And, yep, believe it or not, we've got some regional ones that seem to pop up in places more so than others. Like, for an example, I don't know, Louisiana brand. Probably going to pop up in the South.
Yeah, you would think so.
Texas Pete.
Yeah.
Although Pete is massive in a lot of places.
But not from Texas, right?
Correct.
Did you tell me that? North Carolina, somewhere like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got the top 10 hot sauces and cars coming up with your guess is as good as mine. Now, right before that, we have a special announcement concerning the Men's Room World Tour. A new date, a new location, and we'll give you that at 4:30. We're going to have the beers. We're going to have the sausage. It's going to be a good time. The weather's going to be good. So we'll.
And it's slightly expanded this year. Which is kind of nice.
It is. Yeah. It is. And
as far as who can be there, we're actually inviting women.
Everyone's invited to this one.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's an all-ages show.
If you are alive, you are invited.
Which is fun. Bring the kids.
Except you, Doug.
Maybe we need to come up with some stuff for the kids.
Like what?
You don't care?
I mean, I care. I don't know, man.
Get like a bouncy house. I don't know.
No. No, look, man. It's that time of the year where the bouncy house thing seems to go south. Getting picked up, dropped off. Remember those kids just fell off the freaking thing? They went 40 feet in the air. That would just be our
luck. Well, a couple of them went, wow, that was cool. And then a couple of them are hurt.
It's not that. It's more dealing with the
parents. Who do you ask? Which kid?
What do you mean? Oh, who falls out?
Well, because the one kid who just had a really good flight, I mean, he's like, wow, that was badass. The other kid's like, ow, my head.
Like, for me, it depends. Like, I could ask my son and the daughter about the same experience. They're going to have very different versions of what happened. My son would tell me, that was terrifying, but it was so cool. Can we do it again? I'd have to say no. My daughter would say, I will never get on those things again.
And she's right. Random.
Hello, Austin. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Austin, welcome to the program. Random question. Okay, so which we were just talking about your guess as good as mine and one of the categories coming up. What would you say is the best and the worst car that you've ever owned? Best and worst.
Well, I'd say my best car is what I'm driving right now, the little Mini Cooper Countryman model. It's kind of small, but, you know, it does the job, gets me A to B.
But they seem like they're roomier on the inside than they are on the outside, the Mini Cooper.
Yeah, they seem a lot bigger until you're inside and you're like, holy S, this is tiny.
But it is your best ride. What would you recommend about it if anyone asked?
Good gas mileage, I suppose.
All right, easy to parallel park.
What are you getting, like 35, 36?
Upwards of like 60 on the freeway.
Jeez. Okay.
All right. The only problem I have with the Minis is they started putting out these cars, and they're trying to replicate the British flag, so to speak. All right.
Yeah.
Union Jack. Right. But the blinkers are facing the wrong direction. So
the one
on the right side points the arrow left. The one on the left side of the back points the arrow right.
Yeah.
So when you've got your left turn signal on, for a second, I'm
going
to go, oh,
he's
not making a right, or he's not, because it's pointing right. So it's like a mind F.
No, you're right. I've seen that a few times. It takes your brain a second to adjust to what you're looking at.
Yeah.
Some of those cars, though, they have packages on them. They're really fast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the fastest you've taken your Mini Cooper up to?
Oh, God. I'd say at least 90.
All right.
Who makes that? BMW? Is that BMW?
Yeah, it's got a BMW motor inside of it. But, you know, I'm at the age where, you know, I'm 30 years old, so I'm not driving super reckless, you know.
All right.
You already done a 30?
I was going to say I'm 55. Anyway, what is the worst vehicle you've ever owned?
It was a 94 Ford Explorer. It was my first car ever. My dad got it for me when I started working at Domino's out here in Yelm. I had that car for probably 2 years until the transmission exploded on a delivery in the middle of the road.
That was kind of
back to the shop.
But that was kind of typical for that time.
Especially that particular run.
I mean, I've replaced three. And in the last 25 years, I've never replaced a transmission.
Yeah.
But if you're alive in the 80s, 90s, and the early 2000s, crap like that, that was like $2,000, would happen all the time.
Well, it's expected. I mean, they even told you, like, this is the problem you're going to run into. Like,
yeah. I think the worst car, not that I've owned it personally, but my mom started selling Mary Kay Cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
Her thing is she gives away a pink Cadillac.
Right.
All right? Every year to her top-tiered salespeople. But my mom was just starting out. But she still wanted somewhat of a company vehicle.
A pink ride?
Yeah, so she took her Volkswagen bus and painted it pink.
That's the part I cannot believe. What color was it before? Brown.
It was the brown.
We had racing stripes on the side. We had the
orange,
same one.
Brown. Yep. Yes. So now, every time I show up someplace, I'm opening a sliding door and stepping out of a pink van.
It's
now,
like you're living in Barbie world.
I was one of those kids who'd be like, Mom, could you just drop me off like a block down the road? Seriously. Because I just didn't want... Look, I didn't care so much, but my friends and other people were relentless.
Of course they were.
Of course.
So, in a pink bus.
I could deal with it. Wasn't the worst thing in the world for me. I got where I was going. But man, when I stepped out of that thing, it was just nonstop.
Was the interior still brown?
It was that tan color.
Yeah. Boy, that's a bad look, man.
It really is.
Yeah.
I think we should wait and bring it up, you know, a while from now. You do something, it's like, well, you grew up in a pink van.
Exactly. Yeah, come on, man. No one has any expectations.
I think Barbie had a pink van.
She did have a pink van.
Everything was pink at Barbie.
Yeah,
land.
She had a pink Corvette, she had a pink van, she had a pink everything.
She did.
Yeah.
She even liked Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, by the way, we will have up for your consideration there on your guess is as good as mine, the top and worst cars, random, according random, to Consumer random, Reports.
Random,
yeah, 4:30, we'll get to that list.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Chris, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one. Whether it was from you or someone else, could have been your dog, what was your most memorable fart experience?
Oh, man. I can't pinpoint how recent it was. Let's go. In the last couple of years, hungover, had a hellacious weekend, and I did what you guys know you shouldn't do. You never, ever trust a fart. I work on the road. Sure enough, I did, and I almost had to levitate-ish as I quickly tried to navigate traffic and drive home. Those boxes got thrown in the trash. Those pants got thrown in the trash. I had to take a shower. And
oh, I hope so.
I just, yeah, I'll never, never, ever do that again.
Do you travel with a change of shorts now?
No, I just don't let that fart go.
Man.
It's been one of those weekends. Like, no, not until you can find a restroom, which we all know. If you're in a big city nowadays, all of them are locked down.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, but a lot of times, man, that fart is crippling. Like, I hear you in theory, like, I'm not going to let this fart go. But there are those farts to the point where you are hunched over, and it's like, look, you don't have to trust me, but you have to release me. It's one of, and it's almost like a work release program.
I've got a, swear to God, right behind my chair, I've got a pair of underwear, pair of shorts, and a t-shirt, just in case. Number one, in case I want to go to the gym. Number two, in case I slip on one at work. There's really a double reason for that.
There is. I put my priority on slipping on one, but understand I'm more likely to visit the gym. Like,
well,
first
look,
and foremost,
if I see you,
here,
I see you wearing those Apollo Creed shorts,
I know
something bad has happened.
Oh, if you see me rolling through here and those, like...
Yeah, because those shorts have been in the back of your chair, but just in case.
Since we've been here.
If you need them.
If I got to, I'm willing to look stupid.
I don't do it at work, but I definitely, like, when I fly, right, especially if I check luggage... I'll always keep underwear, socks, and a pair of mesh shorts in my backpack.
Because you think you might do it on the plane.
Or you just might just be a while, like they might lose your luggage.
I never think
I
to do
have
that, man.
Extra underwear.
And I really should. One, you know, once you hit all that low, weird pressurization and all that, everyone's stomach gets a little hinky. So depending what you may have consumed before you got on the flight, I might feel more comfortable. Like, baby, don't worry about it. Got another pair of underwear. I'm going to let her rip.
What about the time you got on the elevator on the weekend? Old building.
Oh, God, man. It was a Sunday. I mean, there is no one in the corporate building, which these days seems normal. But it's a Sunday afternoon. Nobody's at work. I do not remember why I had to swing by here. But I'm here for like an hour or two. Whatever. Get my stuff done. We were on the 16th floor there. So I'm now going to leave and go home again. There's no one in the building except a security guard in the lobby. Elevator gets on floor 16. As soon as I step on, I'm just let her rip. Whole elevator just fills with the stink. We stop on floor 15. The door opens. There's this guy. You could tell he probably ordinarily wears a business suit, but not today. He, too, had to come in for whatever reason on a Sunday. Brother steps onto the elevator. The doors close. And just the look he gave me, he said no words. But it's so obvious.
Not understood.
Not just that I farted, but, like, I farted real, real recently. Like, it was still kind of, like,
hot
and thick. Yeah, man. It's just such an uncomfortably quiet ride the rest of the way down.
Reason we ask for your most memorable farts. This comes from the world of darts.
Oh, yeah.
This story's wild.
James Wade let rip with a fart during his dart match with Peter Wright, leaving both his opponent and referee Owen Binks in shock. This happened during the Players' Championship 17 match last Tuesday night. Wright had to step off stage when Wade kicked up a stink and interrupted the game. And it clearly worked in his favor, as Wade emerged victorious over Wright with a narrow 6-5 win. Now, as a result, Wade has embroiled himself in another fartgate.
Echoing, is this the same guy?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Echoing a similar incident from last year. When he let rip while packing his darts away at the end of a match. Now, the odor from Wade's latest bum burp was so potent that a guy named Snakebite made to step away as he laughed uncomfortably.
A guy named Snakebite had to step away from your phone.
I believe this was another competitor. So as Wade went to collect his darts
he's
from the board,
at darts.
He quipped
and pulled.
It slipped out. Just give me a second. However, the laughter soon died down after referee Binks had to remind the players the match was being live-streamed, commenting only, "Oh, boy. Okay, then. This is a stream match, guys." Wright then tried to take it in stride, but was visibly affected by the 55-year-old believed the smell needed more time to dissipate and settle. So he stayed away from the line or the box for even longer, seeing Wade trying to coax him back with him, "Go ahead. Do you want 9 more arrows?" Saying you can have more darts if you need them. But either way, yes, he halted play at the Players' Championship match.
That's
for the second time.
You know it's bad. I mean, you're in a competition, and you're like, look, man, let's just wait.
But you can hold a fart.
So, I mean, the issue is, and I'm not making fun of him, I just think compared to almost any other major athletic event, those guys have to worry about their diet the least.
Agreed.
I mean, maybe his routine is he just goes out the night before and drinks a bunch of beer and eats sausage rolls or something. Like, there's a reason he slipped again.
But I rarely see, I mean, look, there was a game, I believe it was last season in the NFL. Now, I understand, they did not stop the game. But if you're just watching it, I can't remember the team. Their backup quarterback walks in on this play. It was 3rd and something. The ball is snapped. The guy just throws it out of bounds. And you see the coach losing his mind on the sideline, and offense trots off. Special teams comes in. You find out after the commercial break what had happened was, just as he's about to snap the ball, the center had puked on it. Like, and so the backup goes, "Hey, man, I see this happen, and there's this wet ball with chunks falling off. So I threw it out of bounds," because the receivers, when they're on the sideline, they're shaking their head no. Like, do not throw it. He's like, there's nowhere to go with it because he puked. But my point is, they didn't stop the game because this guy's puking. Like, you got to play on. Darts, it's like, your fart was so bad that a sanctioned competition, they're like, we got to wait.
This guy, dude, from Ohio, right?
Yeah, he offended Snakebite.
A guy named Snakebite.
Right, like, you should be able to offend a guy named Snakebite.
A team comes in from Ohio. They've been on buses and cars to get there to this game.
Yeah.
I was umpiring. It was American Legion Baseball.
All right.
So they've been on the bus for like 4 or 5 hours. They get right off the bus, and they need to play because the game before had just ended.
Okay.
This is a tournament. You need to move, right? The catcher gets in there, man. This is the first inning. I step behind the plate. He's behind the plate with me. So the guy swings the first one. The second pitch, he farts. The guy kind of laughs and swings. Third pitch. Like right in the middle of that ball coming through, man. And I'm backing up. And the batter was just so, like, miffed. Because the guy farted twice when the ball was on its way to the plate.
That seems like it should be illegal.
Strategic. I like it.
More of the random question coming up, 206-803.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You're on.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Men's Room World Tour announcement coming up at 4:30. Right after emails on a random question, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Matt, welcome to the program. And the random question question. Okay. This is one you can answer. I know that for a fact. What about you physically, Matt, presents the most problems?
Physically presents the most problems. I don't know if it's a problem, but I mean, being albino, it's pretty obvious, you know, it,
like, well, being in the sun, that presents a problem.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was going to say, like, it's like the not being albino in itself, is that, but yeah, the side effects of it. Yeah.
Okay. So, like, when, you know, like Memorial Day hits, it's everyone's unofficial beginning to the summer. All the TV commercials about it, people are partying, they're drinking Corona, they're doing work outside. Does it still appeal to you, or are you just more like, all right, time to exercise caution, man?
It still appeals to me. It's like, it's kind of like, you know, over the 30-something years I've been alive, it's kind of just like ingrained into my body. I can kind of tell, like, basically I have about 2 hours of being outside in the sun without having to, you know, unless it's like 95 degrees.
But you're still putting lotion on before you go out, right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if I'm not going to be out in the direct sun for any extended period of time, I'm pretty much, I'm okay. But if I'm going to be out in the sun for more than an hour, yeah.
Has it ever not snuck up on you, but, you know, like, you go skiing. You don't realize.
Right. No one thinks about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Earlier in life, yeah. But, like, honestly, in the grand scheme of things, I probably have healthier skin than most people I know my age because of the fact that I've been cognizant of it. Like,
yeah, that makes sense.
I've had probably one or two really bad sunburns in my life, but that's it. As opposed to, like, I have this friend Dan who, like, literally every summer, it's like, he always, you know, oh, man, I forgot to put sunscreen on, and he's as red as a lobster. And it's like, you know, like,
that's miserable.
Now, in your case, right, so people sunburn, right? Doesn't matter who the hell you are. People sunburn, but are your symptoms or the result of your sunburn any worse, or is it just that it's easier for you to sunburn?
It's just easier. It's like there's no, oh, you just got a little bit of tan. It's just, I'm going to get,
you're white or red.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, so there's just no in between. Oh, I guess there wouldn't be, right? Because it's lack of pigment, so there's nothing tan.
You're just frying.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay. That's great.
And I feel like if I get a bad sunburn, which I haven't gotten in years, I'm really kind of trying to be good about it, but I don't tan that much. I feel like I would just burn and then peel.
But do you get the post-tan? Because a lot of cats are like, look, man, I got sunburn, wait a week, and I haven't tanned.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like when I was a kid or even in my early 20s, like, you'd get sunburns all the time, but I feel like it just peeled off. Like, yeah. I don't think I... Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm sure
didn't get his tan, just got the dead skin.
Right, like one summer I was a landscaper. I'm sure I had a good farmer's tan, but that's about it. Most pictures, you can't tell my skin tone what time of year it is.
Oh, really? Okay.
Reason we asked, so what about you?
Me neither.
Physically presents the most problems. A Chinese motorist claims that his new, is it Xiaomi?
No, it's, hold on, I wrote it down, because the X makes a, hold on, it's Xiaomi.
Xiaomi. Basically, isn't working very well. Because of his really small eyes. Now, Mr. Li is a driver from the Zhejiang province.
Sure.
Yeah. Recently bought the luxurious car. It's a beautiful EV sedan.
It is a good-looking ride.
Powered by a motor cable taking a car to 60 miles an hour in just 2.78 seconds. Apparently, this is one of the most coveted electric cars in the world. But for Li, it's been a pain in the ass to drive. So, soon after taking his new ride out for a drive... the man started hearing the please focus on driving warning sound. He's not distracted and was watching the road in front of him. The message, focus on driving, pay attention to safety, kept showing up on the car's digital display. And it took him a while to figure out that his eyes were the problem. I opened my eyes as wide as I could, and then I didn't hear the warning sound anymore. But when I open my eyes normally, I hear the warning sound again. Apparently, my eyes are so small, the car thinks I'm about to fall asleep. So he posted a video complaining that the car's fatigue warning triggered about 20 times during a short drive, which he found very annoying and distracting, interestingly enough. Many of the comments on the clip were from Chinese motors who claimed to have experienced the same problems with other cars from different brands. So it's pretty common. But either way.
Yeah, you would think that a Chinese manufacturer would get that right.
You would hope so.
Right.
But anything else culturally, you'd be like, I see how you overlooked that. That's not something that's forefront of your
mind. I didn't even
know
cars had that.
I would think. I don't think we have the money to know that some cars do that. But apparently, this is a very nice brand of car. It's a very good drive. But I'm like, are you kidding me? This is the problem. He has 20 times on one short drive. Like, my eyes aren't big enough. So the goddamn
that would drive me insane.
Yes. So they said there is a way to disable it, but they don't encourage you to disable it because it's a safety feature. But a lot of the drivers are like, but it's annoying, man. I'm Chinese. I am driving my car. You keep telling me I'm falling asleep. I am not.
Random.
Yeah, I turn that bitch off in a heartbeat. No doubt about it.
I don't know if you can. I mean,
no, they said you can disable it.
Okay.
So I'm sure there's 8 million steps you have to go through, but yeah, I'm getting rid of that. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Matt, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's see. What do you have for you here? Okay.
Something good. Come on, give me something good now.
Okay. When did a good time go sideways as a kid?
Oh, man, as a kid? I don't know. I feel like I've only had sideways times in most of my days.
Okay.
But
probably not your goal when you're setting out.
No. I mean, nobody sets out to have a bad time, do they?
Typically not.
You hope not.
I guess not. Well, you know, I tell you what, man. When I was a little kid, I went through kind of a pyro phase, right?
Yeah.
You know, I was just like, of course, as I feel like most little kids did anyway, but there was a point that I almost lost all the fingers on my left hand from my own dumbass being a dumbass.
Okay.
We got fireworks.
So did it do that stinging thing where you felt like it was just pulsing numb?
So I had built myself a little explosive, you know, as kids do in those days.
Okay.
It happens. Maybe not to anybody else. It happens to me, I tell you what. But anyway, my point is that, I built myself a little explosive there. And something went a little bit fuzzy with the fuse, right? You know, it was burning down, took forever, burned down all the way to my little tube of explosive there. And I walked up because I thought the fuse had gone out completely.
Sometimes it stalls right there at the crimp point.
Yeah, that's exactly the idea there. And I walked up to the damn thing and went to go pick it up, and it blew up about 3 inches away from my hand.
I feel like that's always the story. It's always the fuse. I thought the fuse went out, right?
No, because it smolders for a minute. Then when it gets on the inside of the casing, it reignites.
But see, as a kid, you're impatient.
I really thought that I was going to have, you know, that cloud of red mist. And, you know, a stomp at the end of it. But, yeah, I mean, it didn't hurt. It felt weirdly cold. And I remember thinking as a kid that that must meant that I had lost all my fingers and I couldn't feel heat out of my hand anymore. Yeah.
Now, did you share this with any adults?
Some cool ones.
See, man, I feel like as a kid, because we all had that thing where we almost burned something down or we almost blew ourselves up. And you come home a little shell-shocked. Parents can kind of read your face, and they ask what happened. And you immediately had to lie. It was better to say, we were climbing a tree, I fell out, hurt myself, I'm fine. If you tell them you were making explosives, their sympathy goes away, and they just want to
kill you. You have to remember, every single house that I knew growing up, there was a table in the garage to make explosives. Yeah, to make bullets.
The gunpowder. Yeah, bullets.
Just, you know, whether you're shooting muskets, whether you're doing shotguns.
Sure.
Dads had that whole setup, so.
But dads would just say, and you, they had all their guns there, they had all the gunpowder, all the stuff, right? And they never put it away.
No.
You were just told, hey, kids, don't mess with my stuff. And to be fair, overwhelmingly, we didn't. But you get that hair up your ass every once in a while, and you're like, well, your dad has his stuff. And
he's got 4F gunpowder.
Oh, yeah. Somehow they knew what happened.
Raise your ass, when did a good time go sideways as a kid? Two children were left with injuries after an untethered bouncy castle was carried high into the air by a gust of wind at a school event in South Africa. Now, terrified parents were forced basically to helplessly watch on as their children were carried into the air and then dropped several feet to the ground below by the flying bouncy castle. Now, two school pupils, they were carried 40 feet into the air after high winds caught the untethered inflatable during a fundraising day at a school. There is footage, and it's pretty crazy, because you can hear the eyewitnesses screaming in terror at the elementary school. One shocked-looking attendant was seen anxiously staring back at the camera as a child lost grasp and plummets into a group of parents who are trying to actually catch the kid.
Yeah, of course.
The parents' quick reaction saved the child, but she was left seriously injured and taken to a hospital alongside a second youngster who was also caught by the group. That castle, by the way, landed about 50 feet from where it took off. They say the fundraising event last Saturday was attended by 1,000 parents. Pupils and friends.
That is a lot of people. That is a lot of people.
That's why you would never want to rent a bouncy house?
That's what I'm saying, man. I just see that story too much. And even when people tether it down, if the gust is strong enough, it just rips out of the ground and sends them up anyway.
Now we go to Massachusetts. It was a scare for some children at a town camp in Norwood as a tree branch weighing thousands of pounds fell on some of them and trapped one young girl. I heard a really loud snap, then a really loud thud. Neighbors then heard the screams from Father Mac's playground and went running, including one of the moms, who is fortunately a trained nurse. I asked the counselors, and they said her foot is trapped with a second-grade girl. She asked me if she was going to walk again. I said, it's a good sign you're wiggling your toes. You can feel me touching you. I think you're going to be just fine. First responders rushed in with specialized equipment to lift a branch and put the girl in an ambulance, along with three other kids who were scratched as the branch fell. But they came in with bags and lifted it right up. It was a medium pretty quick. It was amazing. So I guess they just pumped that tree off.
Yeah.
That big ass.
Years ago, my wife was always very involved at the kids' school, especially when they're younger, at first, second grade. Once a year, they do this thing called Harvest Fest. Harvest. What is it? I don't know. I just know the parking lot has a lot of hay and corn and crap like that, right?
So it's like in the fall.
Yeah, it plays in the fall season.
Yeah, yeah.
And the kids are always excited because basically you have to go to school, but it's a day off from school because you're outside playing.
Right, you're at the school, but you're not doing.
You are having the time of your life, and the parents volunteer, and they do their thing, and I think it might be fundraising. I'll be honest, I don't know, don't care. No, my kids got excited about it. So a couple of years ago, I get home, and I'm like, hey, babe, how was Harvest Festival? She's like, oh, it was fine. But one of the things the kids didn't know was one of the things they had scheduled, I think it was supposed to be either two ponies or two horses are going to show up. Right, because again, it's Harvest Festival, and I don't know if the kids get to ride it or if they pull a wagon, whatever the hell, doesn't matter. So the people were a little late getting there with the horse and or ponies. I'm like, what would happen? So apparently, on their way to the school, one of the two horses or ponies, it died.
Oh,
it just dropped dead in the back of the trailer.
Jesus.
Like, we couldn't really tell the kids, but you know, the kids are excited because that's a large four-legged animal, so that's like the height of their day. The only disappointment they had, she was like, all the kids are, well, we thought there were going to be two. And they're like, well, we just decided to do one. Meanwhile, the owners of Dead Horse are like, yeah, man, please do not tell these kids there's a dead horse in that trailer.
It was still in the trailer?
I believe so. Hey, man.
Did the other one act weird or different?
I don't know.
Like, is it all the photos, the horse's head is just like down? Like, I just dealt with the death of my brother.
I wasn't there for it, man. She was just telling me this, and I couldn't stop laughing. I'm like, God damn. She's like, look. Kids didn't know. We didn't bring it up. I think we've since told our kids, and they're like, yeah, whatever, man. But at the time, she's like, we could not tell the kids this. This is if you tell them, hey, you're supposed to see two horses, one of them's dead, the kids don't recover. Just say one of them didn't show up, they're cool. So she's like, yeah, we took the hot, but all the parents are like, oh my God, it died. And they're like, yeah, it's right there, man. It is
it's in that trailer.
Random, random, random. Show must go on, but like,
I don't know. I feel like if I'm at the, if I'm running that school, I might be like, eh, take, don't you just take them both home?
Would you? Before it starts to smell.
I'd be like, the kids don't know. They're not trying to get near the trailer. We know there's a dead horse in there sitting in the parking lot, but why bring it up?
By the way, if you're on hold there for the random question, call back 206-803-ROCK.
I don't know why. I'm just saying. I feel like that would have been my instinct. Like, well, they call and go, hey, one of the ponies is dead.
Sure.
I'm going to say that we'll take zero ponies.
Really? No, man. I don't want to have to explain. This is the highlight. It's already Harvest Festival, right?
But they've been promised ponies.
This is the thing. And so you have the kids. You're like, look, one is better than two. They just have to wait in line twice as long. But we can't tell them there's a dead horse in that trailer that you're leaning against right now.
Right.
Or that your ball just bounced off of, you know, all that kind of thing. Like, there's a dead horse in there.
Yeah, like if it was that one that, and I hope that little mini horse is still alive, but there's a local one, and his hair color is like the Seahawks stuff.
Okay.
So he's a miniature pony, and you'll see him at stuff. Around when the Seahawks were those two Super Bowls, I think his name was Sebastian. He was everywhere. Like
his name was Sebastian.
Okay. And what happened with Sebastian?
I'm just saying, like, if you had Sebastian scheduled to show up because of his haircut and stuff, you know that's him. So if something's bad...
You can't fake it.
You couldn't fake it. Like, those kids would have been like, that's a pony. That's not
Sebastian.
That's not him. You know what I mean?
Let that be a lesson to everyone who plans things for kids, then. Order what you want, but don't give the thing a name. And make sure it's not super popular. If it's an actual living creature.
Right, like, if they knew the mini pony was going to be the one that has the Seahawks-colored hair...
That's the one they're waiting on.
I feel like they would have been excited for that. But thankfully... I guess it was just two random-ass ponies.
Would you, and let me ask you this, right? So they call and say Sebastian is dead, but we have another pony. I know it sounds harsh. I'm just saying, say this happens, right? We have another pony. We have the hair dye. Would you give thumbs up to that or say let's cancel it? Because, again, you got a couple hundred kids that are super-duper excited to see Sebastian.
I think I'm just going to say that's okay. And then I'll just explain to the kids at my school, assuming I'm the principal, dude, no. I get that call.
That's too many tears, bro.
Pony's not showing up. He's sick or something today.
I think you got a lot of the kids sometimes. There's Sebastian.
What about the one kid that goes to pet him, and now he's got green and blue paint on his hand, and he goes, Mr. Smith, I don't think this is the real Sebastian.
What do you think, the real Sebastian had naturally green hair?
Yeah, that's what you have to
do. One way or another, they got to dye the hair.
Keep eating
I'm
glue,
saying,
Billy.
If I'm Principal Smith...
You cancel the fun time.
I'm worried. Yes.
And then if you cancel them, you have to tell the kids that it died.
I'd rather tell those kids the mini pony doesn't like them to tell them he died.
Damn. No, he just doesn't like it.
The mini pony got to look at all your mugs and said no. No, I mean, look, he's a popular mini pony. And football season, it's the fall. Something we can do about this, kids. But good news is Principal Smith has acquired soft pretzels.
There's your backup plan.
Yeah, give him a treat or like a, what would you like, Miles? You want a little rocket pop? I mean, I just feel like there's other ways to get their affection.
But you just took them a pony. Look, man, if kids were going to make an appearance back in the day when they had makeup, they're not going to play songs or anything. They're just going to walk by. Someone can say, hey, bro, Kiss can't make it. Cool. I'm calling Joe Dredd. I'm going to get the wigs, get the makeup. No one's really going to know. If you're just shaking hands or something. I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's like when you were Jerry Rice or whatever.
Right, which I think is worse than you could
paint a donkey. They wouldn't know.
I don't know, man.
Well, first of all, it's a miniature horse.
But you could paint a donkey.
Like, dude, Mr. Montgomery,
that's its cousin because he was sick today. You could make some crap up.
I like Miles being the principal.
It's a cousin.
Listen, I know you don't smoke. Listen, kids, I'm from West Virginia. You wanted an animal? I got you an animal.
You got it. Just enjoy the goat, all right?
It's his cousin.
By the way, I need to talk to the pitcher and the catcher. Our baseball program looks like ass.
More of the random question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.